Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
I am so sick of doing the warning. Don't you guys know by now? This podcast is not for kids. It's not. It is for really grown-ass adults, okay?
When I talk about this, when I'm on like SiriusXM, on like Pop 2K or The Pulse or Hits 1, I always like to point out how raunchy you are.
I'm not that raunchy. You're just as raunchy. Screw you.
I was like, if you want to hear Nicole from The Morning Mashup sound like a raunchy rauncher, oh, you're going to love this podcast. Parenting, relationships, all uncensored. Just don't have the kids listen.
All right.
Take it away.
You've been warned.
What's your name?
Ellie.
Who am I?
Nicole, every time I see your face every week, know what it makes me realize?
What?
How much I miss you.
We're long lost lovers. I mean, we could have been together. Like, why did we never end up getting married? We could have. We would have worked.
I don't know. You're a little wild for me.
I mean,
you're a pain in the ass. Like, but I love you. That would be the fun of it. I don't know.
And I think you would drive me crazy because you would annoy me to death. As much as I love you, I think you'd annoy me to death.
I see you and I think to myself, we could easily do a daily podcast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know why we don't. Let's up the ante.
We did a daily radio show for a decade. That's not a stretch.
Maybe that's why. By the way,
before we even start today, I have three things. I write down things I want to ask you.
I love it.
Number one, are you now like a fashion photographer? Your Instagram picture?
No. Okay, listen to me. First of all, you know me. The day that I got pregnant with Parker, that was my firstborn,
yeah.
I bought one of those cameras. I actually have a real camera that I take all my like birthday pictures with and like vacation pictures. So I'm an actual, like, I wouldn't call myself a photographer, but for my family and friends, I don't like to just bank on my phone. I like to take actual pictures.
Okay,
so
fair. Now, I have a question. Is this a real smile or a real laugh, or did they say, all right, Nicole, smile?
This was a real, so you guys, if you don't know, he's talking about, I hit 100,000 followers on Instagram and I was very excited. So I used this picture of me holding a camera, laughing to say thank you as like the post. It was actually me laughing. So it's a real smile because people were walking by and they were kind of like laughing at me. So I was laughing at them laughing at me.
Looks like a stage smile.
Oh, thank you. I hate you.
Oh, wait, I'll tell you my daughter's new favorite joke. See if it makes you laugh for real. What do you call a sleeping dinosaur?
What?
A dinosnore.
She's getting these jokes from you. Her humor is about the same level as you, Rich.
All right. So that's the first thing I wanted to ask.
Okay.
Second thing. Right before we started, did you just tell your husband in the middle of the day, don't drink too much because he was going to a meeting?
No. Whenever I hear Matt say, he just said, I'm running errands. And I was like, where are you going? He goes, I'm just running errands. That means I am going to run errands, but I'm probably going to meet one of my buddies for a beer or two. Usually it's about business. But then sometimes a beer or two can turn into a couple more. Not that he's going to come home sloshed, but like, I don't need you coming home at dinner time feeling way too much, not a lot of pain, if you know what I mean.
Gotcha. By the way, I can't drink the way I used to. We had people over, as I like to call it, a super spreader. We had people over to watch the football games this weekend. Which, by the way,
I don't care about football at all. And even I was screaming at the television. I mean, those were the two of the greatest games of all time.
All four of them were great games to call. I feel so bad for Buffalo fans. They had that game. Oh, my
nuts.
God.
Well,
anyway, football, hanging, having fun. I realize that I can't drink the way I used to, that I might
You retired. Looked visibly drunk, like very. You looked visibly slopperinoed when I saw the Insta stories of you cheering.
Did you see me jump in the pool?
Jumping in the pool, yes, I saw it all
with my clothes on. Yes, I think I'm done drinking.
Yeah, I think you are.
My last question for you: do you ever get sad because your kids are at the age now where you might be doing things for the last time? Like, you ever see that meme where it's like you played with your friends outside for the last time and didn't know it? Are you getting to the point where you're picking up Parker and holding her and
no picking up. Parker's done. Keegan, I'm getting that. Like, I can just still semi-hold him like a baby. We're almost done with him. Yeah, I'm there.
You held Parker for the last time?
Oh, Parker's like a man-child. She's like, when you sleep with Parker, like, she snores louder than Matt, and she, like, whips her arms and legs, thrashes way worse than any adult. It's crazy.
Seems like you're not too devastated about that.
No, I'm not. I'm okay with that. Listen, I mean, there's so many other fun things that are starting to happen. Before we get into Have Kids They Said podcast, because it'll be fun, they said, I have a question for you, a very basic question. One question. I didn't come with three. If I said to you, what rhymes with top? Give me a couple words you would say. What rhymes with top?
Pop.
Right?
Stop. Hop.
Cop. We were playing the rhyming game. Yeah, bop. It's a good bop. We were playing the rhyming game, and Keegan decided, when I asked him what rhymed with top, he decided the number one word was cock. C-O-C-K.
He's not a good rhymer.
Horrible rhymer. Horrible. And I don't know what I'm going to do with that little fucker. I am screwed.
This podcast is only going to get more exciting as the years go on.
Yeah,
so
seriously.
Let's start. What do you hate this week? We do it every week. There's something that annoys you, something that's getting on your nerves. What does Nicole hate this week?
Well, this is going to come back a few more times throughout this episode. But, you know, I think I talked a little bit about it last week. The dentist is a horrible thing for Keegan. Last time we went, it was like there was vomit everywhere. This last time, screaming and thrashing, all we got was we were able to, like, count a few teeth. And I was told he's going to need to be put under. But, like, when we were there, it was like they were, like, throwing gas at him and, like, sunglasses and a TV on the ceiling. Like, I didn't have any of that. I mean, like, yes, they had laughing gas, right? They always had nitrous. Yeah. But it was just, like, you should have seen these facilities and, like, the options that they had. I just was, like, if someone was, like, you know what, we'll knock you out and do all this, I would have, like, chosen to be knocked out to get my teeth cleaned. I mean, it's not a fun experience. I don't love it. It was really bad. And then, like, Parker comes home and we're telling her about how the dentist was. And she's like, well, in mindfulness class today, I was like, what?
What?
You have a mindfulness class? I'm a huge meditator. I meditate every day. I try to meditate every day. Try to keep myself calm because I'm very not calm.
Oh, doesn't our company offer, like, the free app, like Calm or something like that? I think SiriusXM put out it. Yeah, I think it was like, we want people to feel good. Yeah, so I was like, maybe I'll do it.
What annoys me is that, like, it's really beneficial. But, like, when I say to her and she just says that, like, oh, we did, like, a mindfulness meditation, like, and I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, we were all allowed to do that instead of going to the playground. And they also do it with the second graders, have to do it every day or every other day. And I feel like that's such an amazing outlet. What I hate this week is all these things, and this is not even technology based, because of course, like, they have iPads, we didn't have iPads, all the things that they have available to them that we didn't have. Like, I'm jealous of him. I'm jealous of her. I want to meditate when I was in second grade and sit and just home. It's fucking annoying.
So the question is, what do your kids have that you didn't have that you're sort of jealous of?
Yeah. What do you have? I mean, I hate it. I'm jealous. I legit, like, I looked at her and I was like, you little fuck. You get to meditate? Like, at school, what a cool thing to have available to you. And I just straight up started feeling angry about it because I didn't have
it. Well, I realized that there's a lot of changes from when we were kids and from till now. I mean, listen, I'm over 40 now and my kids are little. So I waited a little longer to have kids. So we're talking about mid-80s versus now. That's a long, long time
ago. A real long time ago. What is that?
From Chappelle's Show, remember?
From Chappelle's Show, yes.
Yeah.
I love that.
It was a real long time ago, and I've already realized they've eliminated a lot of racism and inappropriate stuff. Like, we don't sit Indian style. We sit crisscross applesauce.
Yeah, crisscross applesauce.
I remember the first time I heard, I'm like, what did you sit?
I think we've asked this before, too. Can you sit crisscross applesauce? Because I feel like a lot of men cannot. Their legs do not move, or hips don't move in that way.
I prefer not to.
Okay. Is that your favorite position?
I minimize my games of duck, duck, goose, Nicole. I don't try to sit crisscross applesauce often.
Or wait, I just, okay, you go ahead. I just thought of something else.
As far as our respect that we're finally giving the Native Americans, it's no longer one little, two little, three little Indians.
No, it's
dinosaurs.
Not.
So yeah. I was like, oh, okay, good. Or it could be anything. Just insert anything other than,
right. Yeah. Right. It could be gum. It could be little dolls. It could be crayons. Yeah. I just got this morning, Matt was rushing out the door. And he usually takes care of like lunch and everything with like the kids. The school's right across the street. I'm on the air doing, you know, SiriusXM Hits 1 in the morning. So he forgot Keegan's snack. So we get like a little text message from class and it's Keegan, a little selfie FaceTime going, I think you forgot my snack. And the teacher's little caption is, Keegan's very worried. Like, if you forgot snack, sucks for you. You're going to be hungry. Wait till lunch. This teacher sent me a video message of him. Like, I didn't have that. Like, and I just wrote back, I'm on my way. I'm running back across the street to bring you your snack. It's just fucking bullshit.
I think it's just technology and times have changed, Nicole. Like, I think about how our parents talk about getting hit by the teacher with rulers.
Yeah, like, that's
time,
right?
We evolve. But I do think it's pretty cool. Mike. Daughter's school. I mean, she's four. If you're new to our show, she's in preschool, pre-K.
Right.
They have an Instagram page that's private for the parents, but all day they're posting cool photos. Like, if it's hey, fireman day, and they have a fireman come to the school to talk to the kids, they're posting cute pictures of the kids. They're posting like boomerangs, and the teachers are young, so they're pretty good on social media.
Right.
So that, what do they have different? Oh, I'll give you one. Not for my daughter, she's only four, but our buddy Covino, who I do my podcast with, his daughter's 12. He showed me her lunch menu at school. She doesn't want to eat at lunch because apparently now it's like the cool kids bring healthy food from home. Maybe that's
of course.
LA thing.
Oh, they're ordering. I know one, and this isn't even like a rich school. It's not even a private school. You can choose at this public school to have your parents order out takeout. So like you can have like sushi delivered as your lunch. Right.
So I looked at the menu that his daughter and her friends rejected, and it looked like, honestly, like a deli menu or like a cool like food court. Like, they have you could get tacos or enchiladas, or you could get a burger, or you could get a salad, or you could get an acai bowl. Like these are like
what the fuck? That's what I hate. They have all this shit that we didn't have.
When we were kids, now I sound like an old fart.
Back in my day.
I remember they called the hamburger a beef patty on a bun.
Yep.
And I looked up why, and because it wasn't the quality enough to call it a cheeseburger. So we had a shitty beef patty. We had square pizza, those ice pops in the wax paper that you pushed up.
Yeah.
And one more throwback. Do you remember the Linden chocolate chip cookies that came in like a 3-pack?
They still have those.
How good are those?
They're so fucking good. Yeah, they're so good. Anyways, that's what I hate this week. I just felt like a lot of pangs of jealousy. And I'm usually not jealous of my kids. Like, I got a pretty good life. Like, I can have what I want. I'm a grown up now. But like a bunch of times, it was like when he's sitting there watching television in the dentist chair and Parker's doing meditation in the middle of class. I was like, fuck you. Hate you guys.
I mean, you're pretty privileged. You live in a high-rise apartment on the Upper East Side. You're who the Jeffersons. You're who the Jeffersons were singing about.
Yeah.
What
do you hate?
What do I hate? I mean, I hate a few things.
I love your listing. You always have a list. Rich cannot not list.
You know why? Because I thought of something even better. And sometimes I can't not give you all the fun and info.
I understand.
Number one thing I hate.
You don't want me to have FOMO. Go ahead.
When your kids are right, and you almost have to be like, okay, you know what? You're right. And dad or mom, all right, we're wrong on this one. You're right. Because you don't.
When did that happen?
You don't want to start that pattern.
When did that happen?
So I'm trying to teach my daughter a good habit. Follow me, parents, because I think this is a good one. Anytime Emmy eats something she doesn't love, she's quick to say, ugh, yuck, yucky. And I realize where she got it from. There's a stupid little video she watches on YouTube where it's like, do you like broccoli?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Then it's like, do you like cake? Yes, I do. And then it's like, do you like
broccoli cake? Yucky.
No,
yes.
Yeah.
It's actually a ditty that really gets in my head often.
She fucking, everything's yucky. And I said, listen, Emmy, come here, baby girl. when you're eating something, there's a good chance that grandma made it, mommy made it,
right,
daddy made it. If we're at a restaurant, someone made that. And if you say, ew, yucky, you're hurting someone's feelings. And you can't do that. Because if mommy spent time making you, you know, chicken and vegetables and rice and whatever it is, you can't say, ew, yucky, because that's going to hurt mommy's feelings. So
I like it.
I was like, it's a good lesson to be learned. You don't want your kid being like, ew, yucky. You're insulting, right? So Emmy, I go to make her a chicken salad sandwich. They make great chicken salad at the Ralph supermarket up the block. Good chicken salad. I love chicken salad.
Okay, just question. Do you like salt and vinegar chips?
Are you reading my mind? Because
okay, do you put the bag chicken just salad the other day.
Maybe we should have been married.
Oh my God. Do you put your chicken salad on a salt and vinegar potato chip? It's fucking brilliant.
5 minutes before this podcast started, last week you yelled at me because I ate during the show. So I ate beforehand. I had salt and vinegar chips and a chicken salad sandwich.
Yeah! Oh my God, it's so fucking good. It's like the best combo, man.
So I make Emmy a chicken salad sandwich and she goes, ew, yucky. And I go, what did we talk about? She goes, listen, Dad. The person.
Dad? Did she say dad or daddy?
Oh, this is what she says, and it drives me insane. Sarah laughs. She extends the A. She goes, listen, Dad. I was like, what?
She goes,
you didn't make it. Mom didn't make it. The person at Ralph's made it. As if they're not here to be offended.
Right. So I'm not offending them. They can't hear me. I can say whatever the fuck I want, Pops.
And I was like, fair point. Yeah, you really are not insulting anyone. Damn it, she's right.
I rarely, and I'm sure you do too, I rarely let them be right. But like, I guess if it ever does, I'll lie my way through trying to make myself right. I can't swallow them being right. I don't want to swallow their right sandwich.
You may be right, Billy Joel style, but Nicole's not admitting it.
No.
So I got one more thing I hate, though. Let me throw this in here, because this is a biggie. This is a biggie. And she's not here to defend herself, which is probably better off, because I don't want her poking her head in the studio and making sense of it. My wife, every night, this is what I hate.
Do you know that you don't mean to, but you say my wife like Borat every time?
My wife is good.
Not exactly like it, but you kind of, like she does dad. You do a my wife, like a very slow Borat.
Dad. So
my wife.
It's bedtime. Let's just say 8 o'clock. I mean, we try, right? 7:30, 8 o'clock, 8:30, whatever. Bedtime's happening. We can't sit down and watch an adult show or have alone time or do anything until these kids are in bed.
I'm aware.
And as you know, and every parent knows, you play, all right, which kid do you have? And 90% of the time, it's I read Emmy a book, and I lay with her for a couple minutes before she goes to bed. And then I'm like, all right, you want alone time now when I leave? She handles the baby, Ben, who is one.
Right.
9 out of 10 nights, I finish, wrap it up with my daughter. Emmy, can I give daddy a kissy? Who's your best buddy? Daddy, who's your best friend? Who do you love the most? Daddy, okay. You know, I do all the brainwashing.
Really. Yeah, just a little bit.
And then I'm waiting in the living room.
And she's sleeping in the bed. We know this.
And then I go into the bedroom thinking she's still trying to put the baby to sleep.
No.
And then she's just snuggled up with our son, Ben. Am I supposed to not wake her up?
Is it not wake her up or get into bed? Is it like, do I put Ben into the crib and then I get to bed? Or is it, do I sleep somewhere else and let Ben and Sarah have the bed?
No, it's like, let's say it's 9:30.
Right.
And I'm like, where's Sarah been? And I go in the bedroom, she's sleeping. Do I then say, all right, fine, I let my wife, I'll
let
her
Matt
sleep.
Yeah, Matt would let me sleep. He wouldn't bother me. She's tired.
But then I can't watch shows that she also wants to watch.
So find new shows, Rich.
She's fucking handcuffing me. Can't watch Yellow Jackets, can't watch Cobra Kai, Archive 81 or the new show I'm watching. Like, can't watch any shit.
Did you start Ozark? It's back. It's back and better than ever.
No, I was going to start last night, but fucking guess who fell asleep?
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we've discussed like all of like our apology styles, whether it's like with your like with a kid and teaching them, you know, like how you say sorry and when you're sorry and do you really feel sorry. And but like most of the time, it's whether I'm sorry to Matt or Matt's sorry to me, right? Like it's the old apology with your significant other. And I've never liked the way that Matt says sorry, and he hates the way I say sorry because I don't often say I'm sorry because I'm usually right. That's like the main reason.
Yeah.
But my one of the big things that I hate that he says is, I'm sorry you feel that way. So
great,
we got in like
great
a
line.
It's a horrible line, and you're not sorry if you say that. So he says to me yesterday, he was like on me. I felt like he was on my ass. We had like a lot of annoying things, like making appointments, some stressful logistical kid stuff that we were trying to deal with. And I felt like everything I said the opposite, or he went against, and he was like, well, actually, it's not that. Like, no matter what I said, and I finally was like, dude, why are you starting with me? I feel like you're poking the bear, like, every time I say anything today. And all of a sudden, in slow motion, I heard, I'm sorry you feel that way. And I was like, and I walked, I stomped, I stormed into the bedroom, not to be a brat, but because I knew I was not going to be able to contain myself and not be able to calm. So I tried to disengage, which I've been trying to do. You're not sorry.
Fancy.
Don't say it.
Be fancy, as my daughter says.
Be fucking fancy. I don't know. I just, to me, it's like, it's a non-apology apology. Like, I'm sorry you feel that way is bullshit.
Well,
how about, I'm sorry I made you feel that way. That would be okay. I'm fine with that. You caused me to feel this way. I don't just feel that way.
I'm okay with, I'm sorry I made you feel that way. Here's the problem, though. Society, Nicole.
Oh,
that's
society.
The problem. No, we're convinced that if we don't agree with someone or like something, we are owed an apology. It happens with companies. It happens with celebrities. It happens with anyone that's facing some type of scrutiny, right? Like, do you see what this person, they had a mishap on social media. I wonder if they're going to apologize. We like seek out bullshit apologies. And if you're seeking out a bullshit apology, it's what you're going to get. Hey, did you see this celebrity messed up and posted something they weren't supposed to?
Right.
We're waiting for them to give some grandiose apology.
Right.
I'm always a believer in, I don't want an apology unless it's genuine. I feel like women, women especially in the public seem to want apologies, and they don't even care if they're genuine. You just want it. I don't know why you want it.
This is my thing.
Do you want Matt to say sorry if he's really not sorry? Do you want him to say? Because here's what happens a lot. Here's how I realized I was doing this.
Okay.
Because I'd say, Sarah, I'm sorry. And she'd say, why?
Oh, like waiting for you to say it right or wrong?
I'm like, to be honest, I really don't know why I'm sorry. I'm saying sorry to stop the fight or the argument. So I really, in fact, I'm not really sorry. Is that what you want to hear?
Oh, no. Why? Foot in your mouth. Backpedal. What are you doing? This is my thing. If you're not sorry, then how do you move on from it? Or if somebody's not sorry, like there needs to be another resolution. You need some. I need maybe, and I'm a woman. Maybe it's because I need closure because I'm a woman. I need something. So someone either needs to say sorry, or we need to find a middle ground. So then how are you going to end it if someone's not sorry or you don't finally understand? Maybe that's my thing. I need you to understand me and understand how you made me feel. Maybe if I just know you understood it, whether you're sorry or not, that would make me feel better. I don't know. Well, I mean, what do you think?
Well, Sarah's here, so perfect timing. She just walked in. She must have heard.
She's always on my side. She was always on my side. I know
she
that's
was always on my side.
What smack you talking?
We're talking about the idea of saying,
wait,
I'm sorry.
Let me just tell you. So Matt, we've talked about this before, again, on this podcast, but Sarah, yesterday, Matt looked at me and he said, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
It's a great answer.
Blasphemous. Right, I was like, don't fucking say you're sorry.
Don't even say it.
Don't even say it.
I'm saying,
and then I just
what do you want?
Rich and I were talking. I was like, maybe I'd feel better if he said, I'm sorry I made you feel that way. Because then you're at least taking responsibility for hurting my feelings or making me upset or making me stressed. Yeah. What do you want?
God, it's like, you're right. Because it's like, you just want the acknowledgement that they fucked up. Like no, yeah. Take accountability.
Right.
Be responsible for how you made me feel. Like, but yeah, it's just, but you want it to be genuine. That's the problem. And you can tell when it's disingenuous.
Right. So let's say it's not going to, right? Like Rich is not sorry about something, right? Oh, but like, don't you also feel like you want an ending to it? So how are we going to end this argument? If you're not sorry and
you
I'm upset.
You ended in a fake way. You ended in a fake way.
No, that's not acceptable.
You want to know how it ends for us? I have to drop it. Because Rich will never admit wrong. And honestly, like, it eats me up inside. So where, like, our little fights turn to bigger fights because I'm like, great, now this is just another example of me just having to be like, oh, well.
Oh, I'm sorry you feel that way.
What if I can't drop it? I'm not a dropper. I don't drop.
I don't suggest dropping it. It really blows.
All right, Nicole, you're the hits one pop culture girl. You're in the loop on everything.
Yeah.
I know I'm putting you on the spot, but can you think of a time where a celebrity had to apologize in the last, like, year? Like, think about it.
In the last year, I mean, I was just thinking of comedians like Chappelle, Kevin Hart. There was like a lot. There's a lot
of. Okay, Chappelle, right? Well, Chappelle ain't apologizing.
No, he's not. He's not apologizing.
Because if you're not genuinely sorry.
Right. And he says that.
Don't apologize. It's bullshit.
So how is he going to move on? How is he going
to. It's a lot of times guys get caught doing dumb things and they're like, I'm so sorry. It's like, nah, you're sort of sorry you got caught. Right. And that's the sad reality. I would never want a disingenuous apology. Like a celebrity gets caught or saying something dumb, and what do they immediately say? Let me put on Twitter a little statement like, I'm really sorry I did this. No, you're not sorry. You're sorry that, honestly, what you're sorry for, I'm sorry I upset you.
Like there's some dude, this guy from, what's his name? I can't think of his name right now because you just put me on the spot. He just said all that nasty shit about Taylor Swift a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? He said that she doesn't write her own songs and all this stuff. And it just came out that he said because she kind of went back at him and you don't fuck with Taylor Swift. You don't fuck with the Swifties. It's just a dangerous game to play. So he wrote out that he was sorry and that he never meant that. But like he blatantly came out and said, she doesn't write her own songs. You're not sorry. You're just afraid of all of these people and all this backlash and you don't want it to be that way. So it's a fake sorry. You're lying. It's a fake apology. It's not real. And she's not, I guarantee I'm not going to hear it from her.
I found a list. This is a little old, but it was like from a year ago. The biggest celebrity apologies over the last few years.
Which ones?
Wendy Williams, Terry Crews, John Mulaney, Bob Iger at Disney, Snoop Dogg.
Wait. Do you remember Snoop Dogg's apology? Did we talk about this?
No.
Do you know that he said Ben Affleck's name wrong when he was announcing like the Golden Globe nominees or something?
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, and I was like, there's nothing better than this. I just want to hear him say Ben Affleck a million times. He's like, oh, my bad, Ben, my bad. It was so awesome. But that's not a big something to say. Like, that was just a little mistake.
All right, so let's say, this is a year old, so it's a little lame, but like Vanessa Hudgens or Aaron Rodgers or someone that has their stance, whether you agree with them or not on COVID. Let's say someone's like, yeah, I don't believe in all that. I think what this person's saying is a bunch of shit.
Right.
If they get backlash and they're like, I'm so sorry. What are they sorry for? They're not sorry because they still feel that way.
Right.
If
they're sorry that it made a lot of people upset. But look, that still makes me feel better. They're sorry that this all happened, that all this hubabaluba happened. That's what they're sorry for. Yeah, they can still feel that way. But I think it's just I'm sorry that feelings were hurt, that this reality became what it is now. That's what I think it really is.
Yeah, now,
you're a real fucking dick. I don't know. You know what? I take it back. I don't think we should have been together. I don't think we should have ended up together.
You're a pain in the ass. I'd be fake apologizing all day.
Justin and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell. Starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You are so jealous of my fucking ukulele that you don't know what to do.
I know. I don't know what to start singing. Is that a Coco ukulele?
Oh, I don't know. But we saw the guy. You know the guy that he passed away from Hawaii and he sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow, like that famous Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Izzy. Yeah, his nickname is Izzy. He has like 25 letters in his name.
Maybe more. We were watching something on YouTube and the kids were like, whoa, who is that guy? He's enormous. I was like, he might be the biggest man alive, but was so fucking talented. But he was a large, large dude, but so talented with such a little, sweet, sensitive voice. And he played the ukulele.
I have a question for you. You're not a good music person.
Remember I danced with my dad to that song at my wedding? Oh, no, you were too busy fighting with your wife and one of my best friends.
Yeah, because one of your friends was trying to fuck me.
Okay, anyways, what were you just going to say? Ask me your music question.
Was that true? I don't even know.
No, that wasn't true. It was something different.
I forgot what it was.
That's a more fun way to remember it.
I'll remember. I'll be like Barney Stinson on How I Met Your Mother. I'll remember things in a more fun way for me.
Yeah.
Can you name a song? This is a good one. No, you see, you're so bad at these games.
No, I'll do it. Let me try. Give me a shot.
Name a song where the cover version might be better than the original, because Over the Rainbow by Izzy.
Got it. Chris Cornell, Nothing Compares. And it was actually done at Sirius XM, and I think that it's better than Sinead O'Connor. Obviously, that's my opinion, but I know a lot of people that feel the same way. And if you look up at how many views that has, I'll look up right now. It's epic.
Want me to give you another one?
Yeah, go for it.
Because this is like the rarest example, because... Okay. Who's more legendary than the Beatles, right? I mean, the Beatles, you know, arguably people say greatest band of all time, right?
Yeah.
I think Joe Cocker's version of With a Little Help from My Friends is better than their version.
Agreed. I told, because it wasn't the one, that was the one they used on the Wonder Years, right?
Correctamundo.
Come on, you said I was so, look at this, 119, almost 120 million views on the Chris Cornell Nothing Compares to You. And they're saying this is the Prince cover, but you know, he's the one who wrote it, right?
All right, well, I'm going to stop there because there's no way you'll get another one. Like, you're batting a thousand.
Yeah, just let me go out on top, okay?
Quit while you're ahead.
It's time for Top That.
All right, Top That. By the way, know what I've decided to do? I'm doing the ultimate in bonehead mistakes that I know is wrong. I found this sugar-free pound cake at the store.
Don't do that, because I know you're going
to eat. I'm trying to cut back on sugars, right? And I found this. So now I think because it's sugar-free, I'm just pounding it all day. I'm like,
Did you just say that because it's called pound cake? You just had to pound?
No, but hey,
pounding that pound cake. All right, finish
that.
Finish your pound cake and let's chat.
I got to top that for this week. Okay. You might be able to beat me, but I take pride in this. I love this. I don't know why it makes me so happy, because every night when I go to sleep, when I tuck in my daughter, I always tell the same. I always tell her a couple things. We always read some stories. We sing a couple songs.
Right.
Lately, we've been singing the Barney "I Love You, You Love Me" song.
Oh, it's the worst song ever. It's not even on the air anymore. What are you doing with Barney?
I love you.
Oh, I hate him.
Love me.
Name two huge stars that started on that show. I'll give you some fucking trivia. Two women.
I don't know. Fucking Demi Lovato.
Yes, one.
Are you serious?
Swear to God.
I just guessed. I don't know. Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez and Demi both were on Barney at the same time. All right.
That's hilarious.
That's amazing. Nice work. Look at us with our trivia. We're doing well today.
And I always tell Emmy that you are smart, you are strong, you're kind, and I'm proud of you. And I always say beautiful last, because when a kid's cute, you don't want them to ever lead with looks.
Okay.
It's my theory. Like, you never want to tell a good-looking kid they're good-looking, because it makes them an asshole.
That's fair.
So I'm always like, Emmy, I'm proud of how sweet you are and how nice you are and how kind. Then I'm like, and you're pretty cute too.
Right.
And we're laying there in bed, and I always tell her to be strong. And she's like, I'm strong, Dad. So I'm trying to teach her. Because, listen, it's a woman's world now. Guys, we're old news, right?
Amen.
Please. I'm a 40-year-old white guy. My days have come and gone. I dominated in the 90s and 2000s. 40-year-old white guy? Nope. 40-year-old straight white guy? Ugh. I'm not fucking cool right now. It's a woman's world. So yeah. I'm teaching my daughter to, it's her world to conquer now. Apparently, at school, my daughter controls all the little boys, and I sort of love it. Every little thing about it. Like, okay. Apparently, there's one little boy, cute little kid, Adrian, that she will not let him get up and play until she's done with her snack.
Oh, dear.
So she's like, Adrian, you can get up and play when I'm done with my snack. So he just sits there like, okay, Emmy.
I'm going to listen to this bitch.
And apparently my daughter sort of bosses around and tells all the little boys what to do, and they listen to her. And the teachers think it's cute and hilarious. And I'm like, is it weird that I'm fucking loving every second of the fact that my daughter's a little boss at school?
No, I think it's kind of awesome. And I think, it would annoy me if they weren't listening. They weren't listening and she just was like being a dick, but like she's got a power over them. So they're either like got little crushes on her, or she just is like, she is a boss bitch. I mean, I don't want her to,
she's not a bully. Let's make it clear. She's just sort of calling the shots and people listen. I'm like, that's what I'm saying.
How do you know that this is happening from the teacher telling you?
The teachers are like, yo, you should see your daughter. She tells the boys when they could play or not. I'm like, what?
And they're like bowing down to her. Like, we're not worthy. We are not worthy. I mean, that's amazing.
So as long as she's not being a bully, if you have a strong woman, strong women are going to rule the world for the next, in my opinion, 50 plus years.
You're empowering her at night. And she gets it. She gets to that snack table and she's like, you know what? I am kind and I am great and I am fabulous. You sit the fuck down until I'm done eating.
So if you got a little girl, just know that if you have a smart little girl, women, it's your time to rule shit. So
I love it.
I'm telling you, Emmy, future boss lady.
Okay. All right. So that's a very sweet story. I'm still going to win. I usually do. But I told you that we were going to get back to the whole dentist thing. Keegan, if I told you what he needs done in his mouth, you'd be like, you're a horrible fucking mother. Like, how did you let this happen? But as I've been hearing, some of it's hereditary. Some kids are their teeth are just a little bit softer. And these are all baby teeth. But what he needs done is like major, major work. Like, and they were like, he will not, like, gas is not going to do this. Like, he needs to be put under. So we are going to be having to put him under general anesthesia to get all the things done in his mouth at the dentist. Okay.
What is he?
We got cavities. We got a baby root canal.
Is he eating Fun Dip every day?
No. And like, I'm pretty good. Like, I don't really allow juice. Like, we brush our teeth and floss every night and in the morning. Like, I sit there. My dad's a dentist. Like, I'm not sitting there like letting them go to sleep with like mouths full of sweet tarts. I don't understand what's happening. But my heart broke. I started crying when the dentist told me, and he won't really let anybody touch him. Like I told you, she couldn't even clean his teeth. So we found this out. And as we're trying to find an appointment and a doctor to do it, because she told me what she was offering me was the most thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars just for the anesthesia. So we're calling all these different places, that pediatric dentist, and we're calling places where, you know, different hospitals, and do you do this? A lot of places don't do it. They don't do pediatric anesthesiology. Some people don't do, like, this type of work on kids. So we're trying to find these places that take our insurance, blah, blah, blah. Like, and it's like a whole thing. And we're frustrated, and it's all
this
different.
I have a question. How old is Keegan? Keegan's 5 and a half, right?
Sorry, Leo's barking. Keegan is, he was 5 in September.
Yeah, so he's like 5 and a half almost. When do kids, I don't even know, don't. I'm sorry if I don't know the answer. When do kids lose their teeth?
Their first tooth can be like 5 or 6. Parker lost it at 5. He might not lose it until like 6. I mean,
so why are we doing all this? Why are we doing all these things when they're coming out?
Okay, that's why what Matt said when I was like, when I'd be like, listen, you got to brush, like he's got to brush his teeth tonight. Like, and he's sleeping, wake him up. And he'd be like, who cares? They're all going to fall out. Because now there's infections. Like, he's in pain now. So we're calling in all these places, and like some places can't do it. And now he's like get a little uncomfortable, and we got to do it. The whole thing is a mess. We're fighting with each other. He's sorry I feel that way. It's back and forth, back and forth. So I'm calling this one place that I think is maybe the place to do it. And Matt's on the phone. He goes, no, I think this is the place to do it. And I hear him on the phone. He's like, hi. So my son's dentist, you know, she, you know, suggested that we put him under general anesthesia to get this done and this done. And he's given the whole rap sheet because the person's just said hello. The whole thing on and on and on. And he's like, uh-huh, uh-huh. Oh, no, no, he doesn't. I'm sorry. Who am I calling? He is called and they're saying, I'm sorry. Does your son have cancer? And he goes, no. And he goes, well, you're reaching Sloan Kettering right now. And he is literally... just call. Oh. This is a horrible thing.
Oh,
and
then my Matt Hanks, God.
So he's called to give the rap sheet about how his kid needs to be put under, and he's just like a bad kid, and he just like hates the dentist, and he's giving this person this whole rap sheet of
meanwhile,
what he's
this
done.
Kid, this person's dealing with like sick kids.
Sick kids! And then he's like, oh my God, and he's sitting there, and Matt's like, I said, maybe just leave the calling to me. He goes, I can't. He was like, he was in a fetal
mortified?
Position. Mortified. I mean, listen, it could happen to anybody. You could call the wrong number, but like, he didn't even wait till, because we had called so many people, he didn't even wait until they said where they were. And then he was just going to a whole thing about how his son was the devil and needed help with his dentistry. And they were like, I'm sorry, does your son have cancer? And he's like, why are you asking me such a hard question?
Oh,
yeah. So it's brutal. Like, obviously, like, it's funny that my husband
is your son in pain with his teeth? Because I feel like just pull those bad boys out. I don't know. Wait for them to fall out. I don't. That's pretty rough.
It's bad. It's bad. He's starting to be uncomfortable. Yeah. And then once it gets to the gum, you need. I don't need to go into all his dental work. Anyways, just make sure before you tell whoever's on the phone your life story that you know who you're calling. I think that's the moral of the story there.
I have a theory that's going to upset your dad and other dentists that possibly listen.
That they're fucking scam artists? And my dad's a dentist. I love a dentist.
Did I bring up this point recently or no?
I think you did. There is no real good dental insurance.
I just feel like dentists lately, and I have a theory. My theory is because of COVID,
yeah,
so many people miss their 6 month appointments.
That's why they think this all happened to Keegan. He missed two cleaning appointments.
No, so what happens is that 6 month cleaning is free for you, but that's money for the dentist. Right. I mean, the dentists make a lot of their money. You do your copay, but they get paid probably hundreds or maybe $1,000 for, you know, from the insurance company. So I think dentists all are missing a lot of money because people are skipping these optional 6 month appointments that. My wife and I both went to the dentist over the last like 6 months, and we were both told that we needed like deep cleanings that were going to be like $800. And I'm like, that's awfully coincidental. And then our buddy went to the dentist, our buddy Spot. They told him the same. And I'm like, yo, I think dentists are just all losing money, and they all had a conference call. And
I don't think they're all like that, but after dealing with what we've been dealing with the past couple of days, yes, some of them are just straight up like upselling and like you need this and this. And I was like, okay,
I told you, my dentist, I don't know if I told you this part of the story. My dentist, who I think seems like a really nice guy, doesn't mean he's not a businessman, really nice guy. He's like, yeah, I think we should do like a really deep cleaning for you, you know, some anesthetics as well, because it'll be uncomfortable. Not put me under, but like, you know, extra Novocaine. And he's like, yeah, it'll be like $900. And I was like, listen, man, I just moved into my new house.
Yeah, fuck off.
I went through some job changes. You know, truthfully, like if you tell me it's optional, I don't feel like spending $900 out of pocket on a dental cleaning. And then mysteriously, he's like, hold on. You know, if we did this and did this, you know what? We could do it for $300. I'm like,
yeah.
But we went from 900 to 300 off quick, didn't we?
Crazy. Just crazy. Anyways.
By the way, that's a lesson. I always like to leave a lesson.
I know you do.
If a doctor is telling you something's going to be such and such out of pocket, and if there's any optional vibe to it, like you don't need to do it, tell them like, hey, listen, I don't think I could swing that now. And they'll mysteriously come back with a lower number. Okay. I promise you.
Okay. Oh, Richard, it's always so cathartic and therapeutic to sit with you and do have kids, they said. But as usual, we have time for one more minute. And I'm going to get my clock out. Trusty clock. You ready? You got your minute?
Am I ready?
Don't fucking lie.
I don't know if I'm ready.
Told me you wanted to discuss kindness, which I feel like you did a little bit.
I did. That's why I feel like I sort of blew my load.
Big load blower. Would you like me to start? Would you like me to give you my minute first?
Yes, please. Give me your minute.
Okay, get your clock out. You son of a bitch. All my God, poor Biden really called someone a son of a bitch, huh?
You're a stupid son of a bitch.
Okay, let's you got
by
my
the clock. Way, what I find funny is, and you know me, I don't like Biden or Trump. Like I'm not a, you know.
Yeah, they were
I'm
both
like,
horrible decisions or horrible options.
I'm Rich Davis, party of one.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it's funny what Biden says on a hot mic that he didn't want people to hear. I feel like Donald Trump just said out loud anyway.
No.
Yeah. Like Trump just would have been like, you stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Your minute starts now.
All right. So on top of needing a lot of dental work, Keegan needs glasses now. Fun. He got my genetics. I'm blind. And now he is. Now he's not that blind, but he's got astigmatism, like a little bit of like sight issue in one of the eyes. So we had to get little glasses. I told you that, Matt.
By the way, make sure Matt doesn't call the morgue by mistake.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. Seriously. Okay. So anyway, so I told you guys this last week, I believe. So we finally went to go get the glasses and we're trying on all these glasses. I'm like, no, not this one. Not this one. This isn't happening. And then he's getting sick of it. He doesn't want to deal with it anymore. And I'm like, fine, we're doing these. You look super cute. And the guy comes over to measure his face. And he's like this old man. He's like, what's your name? And how old are you, little guy? And Keegan's loving it. Right. So all of a sudden, then Keegan goes, well, how old are you? And he goes, guess. Keegan tells him he's 35. This is like an old guy. He's like, no, I'm 70, right? Or maybe he was like 65. I don't know. And all of a sudden,
and you're thinking, time to hang it up, buddy. No.
And he walks across the glasses store and Keegan screams out, whoa, you are one old man. The top of his lungs. And the whole place turned around and just hysterically laughed. So, oh, kids continue to say the darndest things.
You know what? It's you think about it, like our parents are around that age, right? You know,
yeah.
Like 60, 70-ish. And I think they, by the way, I saw your mom's husband, your stepdad, your papa.
Yeah.
Douglas. It was his birthday the other day.
It was.
You were, I
don't
think
call
your
him my papa. We've discussed this before. He's not my papa.
He's your daddy.
No, he's my stepfather. He's my mom's husband. And
do you
I
call
love
him stepdaddy?
Much. No, I do not ask, okay? I hate your guts. Are you ready with your minute? Feel like you're just going to, you're fucking winging it. Are you ready?
I'm gonna Tommy likes wingy. All right, okay. Richie likes wingy. Go ahead.
3, 2, 1, blast off.
You more and more find yourself saying things that your parents said, and you understand it now, but the one thing I hated my parents always saying when I was a kid is one of the things I find myself saying the most now, which
What's
is,
that?
We have that at home.
Oh,
like anytime we're out and about, Emmy will want some shit, and I'll be like, no, we got that at home. Even if we don't have it at home, I'll say we have it at home. Like, her and I are like shopping buddies. I do the grocery shopping, and Emmy comes with me.
Right.
But like, she'll start wanting random shit. Like, I want that. And I'll be like, no, we got that at home. And part of me thinks that it's, you find yourself saying the things your parents say. And now you maybe have a little more perspective as to what they were going through at the time.
Right. In that moment. Like in that moment. My main thing is just because I'm the boss. I mean, why? Because I'm the boss. Because I'm the boss. And what I say goes.
I wish I could pull that off. When I do that, Sarah's like, don't tell. Like, that's not the way to solve that.
Well, you guys have different parenting styles. You always have. Yeah. Oh gosh, Richard, I'm a little exhausted after that one.
Yeah,
I'm a little tired.
I'm gonna go. You know what I want to do right now? I want to lay down and watch a show that I like.
What show is that?
I'm just saying, like, all the shows I like are very dark, like mysterious, or like, you can't watch Ozark in the afternoon. I'm in LA, so I'm ahead of you. Like, can I watch Ozark at 1 in the afternoon?
No, I usually watch it at night. That's a before bed.
But this is my only window of time.
Well, you know what? Sucks.
Ben's taking a nap and Emmy's at school. So now is my free time.
All right, go Ozark.
What do I do?
I love you. I'll miss you until next week.
Yeah. If we were in New York, do you think we'd, if I was in the same place, do you think we'd hang out more or not really?
100%, Rich. You know that. I mean, you live across the country. We don't really have that option to hang out right now.
All right. Maybe I'll move back.
So continue to listen to our episodes, because there's going to be way more sods coming up of Have Kids They Said. It'll be fun, they said. We appreciate you guys. We love you. Thank you for being part of the family. If you love this podcast as much as we love making it, make sure you like it, rate it 5 stars, subscribe to it, tell your friends. tell your family.
And I've said it before. I'll say it again. Grab your friend's phone and be like, yo, let me see your phone for a second. And just download it. They won't know. It doesn't
hurt
them.
Who cares? And then they'll be like, oh, my God, what's this?
Yeah, oh, I got a cool new podcast. What is this?
Check this out.
So, y'all, do you remember when U2 put their album on our iPhones without asking?
Oh, my God, that wasn't cool. You now can do it. U2 did it. Bono did it. You can
do
it.
Do another thing. Imagine everyone that had an iPhone all of a sudden. I was like, oh, what's this? Have kids, I said. It's a podcast. It's not a fucking annoying U2 album.
So you can hear this, gosh, I mean, anywhere you get your podcasts, SiriusXM app, Stitcher, Apple, Spotify. I'm sure there's a million more. Yeah,
you can hit me up at Rich Davis, at Mashup Nicole, and we'll see you guys next week. Have kids, I said.
It'll be fun, they said.
This is a SiriusXM production.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.